Asphalt Construction Company Incorporated as a secondary.
Do you, just looking at the sheet here, it says the price plus delivery, and on the other one it just says the price.
So
they did have a mileage sheet.
So there's
in there.
When you factor in mileage, was it still the same? Was it still?
Just try this.
So even adding in the delivery. Okay. I just wanted to, it just didn't say plus delivery on there, so I want to make sure.
Each one of them see thank what you. We're looking to.
Do you guys understand my question?
Yeah.
So they each have a delivery sheet attached within
right.
the RFP that broke it down into certain zones.
And all of that would have been considered in making your decision?
Yes.
Those are pretty comparable. So.
Yeah. And then you'll also notice on delivery time.
Same.
No, it's not the same. One's at 24 hours and one's at least 2 days.
Oh.
So.
I was just going to comment, but by choosing both them, you have the first and the second, then that will give Road and Grid the option to call that one depending on those requirements.
Move to award bid number 202303-522 to American RNC DBA Buchanan Materials and Tri-Lakes Ready Mix as primary and Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company as secondary.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is the bid recommendation for aggregate rock number 202303-523, Road and Bridge.
We had three bidders on aggregate rock. I'm going to have Devin read that into the record. Supplier one is category one, and loaded and scaled by the county is going to be under category two, and that's notated in your packet on the table.
Under the category one on the half-inch clean chips from track materials, $14.45 per ton, 3/8, $14.45 per ton, three-quarter Conrock, 1095 per ton, one-inch base, 5 1/4 per ton, two-inch base, 545 per ton, 0-6, 645 per ton, 2-6, 745 per ton, quarter-inch grit, ice control, 1495 per ton, riprap, type 2, 6-12 inch, 1945 per ton, shot rock, type 4, 18-24 inch, 1945 per ton. From Capital Materials.
Hold on 1 second, Devin. Are we gonna, are you wanting the whole thing read in the record, or can we just enter
it? You can, or you can enter it into the record. We usually will read it.
Do you normally read it? All, every item?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you guys want that, and sometimes
don't
you don't.
Enter,
so
into the record.
There's three different
bidders, and there's two different categories, so it's a lot of information. So we can just submit this into the record if you guys are okay with that.
It's whatever.
I can have the clerk.
Well, and we've read half of it, so I feel now we're obligated to go ahead and continue. Yeah.
Okay.
But in the future, I think to enter into would be good.
Capital Materials, half-inch clean chips, $17 per ton. 3/8, 17 per ton. 3/4 Conrock, 14 per ton. 1-inch base, 725 per ton. 2-inch base, $7 per ton. 0-6, $7 per ton. 2-6 sub-base, $11 per ton. Quarter-inch ice control, $16 per ton. Riprap type 2, 6-12 inch, no bid. Shot rock type 4, 18-24 inch, $8 per ton. Quite a difference there, but the difference, one is truly a 18-24 inch, and the other one is shot rock. When you scoop it and load it the way it is, or separate it on your own to 18-24. From Green Dream International, half-inch clean chips, $12.84 per ton. 3/8 chips, no bid. 3/4 clean Conrock, $10.70 per ton. 1-inch base material, $6.96 per ton. 2-inch base, $6.96. 0-6, $6.69. 2-6 base, $9.10. Quarter inch ice control, no bid. Riprap type 2, 6-12 inch, 1926 per ton. Shot rock type 4, 18-24 inch, $5.08 per ton. On the category one, I would recommend Track Materials as primary and Capital secondary, and Green Dream International as tertiary.
Unless we still want to do supplier A, supplier B.
Yeah, however, yeah.
I think that's how we did it last time.
It's got supplier in category.
Yes.
On Green Dream, it appears that they're less than Track on the items that they bid on, but there's several that they have no bid.
They didn't.
And then there's some that Track has no bid that Green Dream has a bid on.
That's if you're looking at category two, which is loaded and scaled by the count. Green Dream.
Category one would take them off. They don't have any no bids.
Category one that bid on everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the things that we buy the most of is the 3/8 clean chips. The other company no bidded. The 1-inch base, they bid, but they were higher. The 0-6, they were higher. So I mean, those are the three things we get the most of. And then your ice control material, they no bid. Don't we get a lot of that?
Yes.
But you're still recommending each one, but in their own category, like category
right.
1, 2, and 3, so you'd be covered whenever you need the product.
Yeah. But that would be loaded and scanned by the supplier for category 1, track materials, and then capital, and then green.
Move to award bid number 202303-523 for Category 1, Taborock Asphalt Construction Company as Supplier A for all locations, Capital Materials as Supplier B for the Hollister South location, and Green Dream as Supplier C. And for Category 2, Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company as Supplier A for the
Nickens
location, Capital Materials as Supplier A for the Hilda location.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Next on the agenda is agreement for the 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 one or more number 23-042 planning and zoning.
You guys have any questions?
No, this is what we approved last week, I think.
Correct.
That's what we have. Move to approve the agreement for 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 buying between Pinniger Chevrolet Buick GMC Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is Taney County Regional Sewer District, Highway 86, Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project. We have with us Sewer Administrator Brad Albritton.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. I should have before you copies of the funding agreement for our Highway 86 sewer project. Our board has approved it. The county's attorney, Ms. Pat Keck, has approved it as well and included her letter. This project will connect up to our Ridgedale sewer project where we are running from south of Hollister up Turkey Creek and then down Carlton Road, picking up the Big Cedar and Top of the Rock developments. This Highway 86 project, as you know, Highway 86 is going to be widened this summer with the work of Big Cedar out there. We want to extend the force main along the highway while that work is being done and that area is disturbed and do that phase first this year and then follow up with a second phase of connecting up the event center out there and setting that whole area up to be able to be sewered on down to the highway, to the bridge in the future at some later date, potentially.
This completes you running on down through the Thunder Ridge Arena down to Clear down 86.
Yes, it does.
And just also note, it's a public-private partnership.
Yes. So Big Cedar is building certain pieces of infrastructure and contributing to the project.
You guys have any questions? Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Highway 86 Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is court orders. We have Ms. Jen Hutchison from County Clerk.